One thing people do immediately at the end of sex, which ruins all of it completely, even if it was really nice sex. So let's talk about the idea of aftercare. What do you do immediately at the end of sex? I will explain why aftercare and afterplay actually don't make any sense to me at all. What is the horrible thing that happens to a lot of people at the end of sex that ruins all of it? And exactly what are the very simple things you can do to avoid that horrible disappointment and to make sure that after sex together, you feel that ongoing connection and feel good? Two things that don't make any sense to me at all. The idea of aftercare and afterplay. Why would you need aftercare after really great sex? Creates this picture that after sex we need to give aftercare like we've just been through something really traumatic to recover. You've just shared some really beautiful time. You have filled up with lots of amazing energy. If sex was great, it's over. We feel amazing already. We don't need any further care. However, what does happen, and it is true, is that a lot of people ruin it at that moment, immediately when sex is over. And this creates a feeling, especially it happens for women, that there's got to be some kind of aftercare, because it does often end in a really horrible way. So a lot of people, when sex is over, they just get up and leave. It's like, okay, I'm done. And it just feels horrible, like you've just been used. Women do this stuff as well, but you know, it is predominantly a male thing to do. And it's just so bizarre, because it's actually really, really common sense etiquette. People don't do this in any other area except with the person they've just had sex with. If you came for a dinner to somebody's house and they cooked you an amazing dinner and you're having a really good time, you're having a good chat, then as soon as you have the last spoonful of your food, you go, okay, thanks, bye. Like, nobody does that, but so many people do it in sex. If you're a man, don't do this. If you're a woman, don't do this. I don't care if this is casual sex with somebody you don't know at all. Like, it's still a human being with who you've just shared something intimate. Like, you might not be in love with this person, but you don't need to be an asshole to them. So, what should we do immediately at the end of sex? Is it some kind of more sensual physical touching of the body? So, I've seen the idea of afterplay. It sounds like the reverse of foreplay. So, foreplay is the physical activity that is non-penetrative, that, you know, escalates and arouses the body, and then people have the main act of sex. And then this idea of afterplay is basically that you do some kind of physical activity immediately after that involves touching the body, brushing the body, kissing and stuff like that, but it is the reverse foreplay to basically de-escalate, to wind down. That idea makes no sense to me whatsoever. It just sounds like some kind of a chore to do at that point after sex. That's going to feel quite boring to both of you. In my personal opinion, it was created by some people who didn't know what else to invent in sex, and it just sounded really clever. Foreplay, afterplay. People should do the same thing in reverse at the end. That would be really clever. Well, there are two ways to look at it. First of all, that means there is no such thing as afterplay at all. Sex is not penetration of penis inside the vagina. Sex is the connection of your sexual energies through your bodies. Everything is sex. There is no such thing as foreplay as well. You're just having sex, making love to each other's bodies through the whole body before you touch the genitals. That is what foreplay is. Then you might or might not involve the genitals, then you might or might not involve the intercourse, but all of it is sex. So if you're still touching each other and you're doing stuff after sex, you have to connect, you have to feel, you have to enjoy these sensations, you're still having sex. And sure, I always try to break down this, you know, conventional formula of sex. First you do the kissing, then you tweak the nipples, then you, you know, rub the clitoris, then you go inside and, you know, rub the vagina until you come. You should have sex as a free-flowing journey. It's just time that you spend in sexual energy. And yes, at the end, you know, on many days, you can decide that you're going to wind down and spend some time, you know, in more tranquil sexual energy, but you're still having sex, you're not checking out of it. And when it's over, it's over. There's no sensual activity after sex. Up until the last moment of sex, even if it goes through gentle energy, you're still having sex. Secondly, on a purely physical level, how your body gets aroused and intensifies. To do reverse foreplay at that point, it might just not be very pleasant to do all this compulsory touching over the body immediately after sex. It's not love, it's not connection. You're just doing some, you know, weak sensual sensations on the skin. Like, it might not be interesting for your body after everything that you have just experienced. Your nervous system might even be irritated by it, really. So really, what we're looking for is not afterplay on the body, that's silly. Not aftercare, like, you know, after something traumatic. We are looking for the feeling that when we've had sex and it's really nice and we've really connected and we shared something, then when sex is over, we still feel that. So I wouldn't even call it aftercare. I would call it after connection, maybe. And there are two things that I recommend for this, and they're very, very simple. The first thing you do is immediately after sex is over. Now, I don't know when for you sex is over. For most people, it is, I suppose, when the man comes, sometimes when the woman comes. I don't like defining any kind of end of sex by when somebody comes. I always teach it just ends when you've had a really nice time and you decide to wind down. But anyway, when it's over, it's over. And then you just hold each other. You don't need to do anything more complicated than this. Relax in the stillness. You hold each other for a few minutes. You don't get distracted. Don't go into your head to, you know, other things that you have to do after sex. Still be here together. Feel your bodies together. Feel that, you know, all that aliveness, all that sexual energy in your body that you have created together. Feel how your bodies are sharing it. Almost like you're breathing, you know, into each other. Just feel each other, send each other some love through your body and bathe in this energy between you together. Just soak it up, be merged, feel connected. That's all you've got to do. Just hold each other for a few minutes with that presence and love. Then, you know, give each other a kiss on the shoulder, say this was lovely, you know, just something normal and human. And like I said, even if it is somebody that you, you know, don't know, you have in casual sex, if you do this, I promise you, it is not going to kill you, but it's going to make the other human being feel like they haven't just been used. And then the other thing we want to feel is through the day after sex. Again, you don't need to do anything extravagant. Just let the other person know that, you know, you haven't just moved on and completely forgotten about it, like it never happened, but it was special, you appreciated it, and you're thinking about it. That's all it takes. So if it is a partner and you live together, then, you know, occasionally come over and just, you know, give them a cuddle, give them a kiss, tell them that was very nice, or it was very sexy, or whatever you want to say. You know, it's very, very simple. If it is somebody that you don't live with, even like not somebody you're dating, maybe it was just a one day thing. Still, you know, just send a little message, have a little chat on text, let them feel that was really nice, you really enjoyed it, you really appreciated it, that was a special thing to share. You're really not committing to marrying somebody by doing that. You can still be nice to a person who you've just shared something with. So I hope that helps.